You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, I hope some of you guys had a chance to catch Elizabeth's show right before my show. It was an incredible show. She was interviewing an amazing woman who went through like amazing hardship in her life. So if you guys didn't catch it, make sure you catch it on the replay. I also want to thank all my friends who came out to the Awaken Fair last weekend. I did a talk with my guest, Dr. Tranquility, Lydia Belton, all about, you know, how to use podcasting to build your brand and your business. We had a great turnout and maybe even a couple of potential new hosts coming out of it. We'll see what happens with that. But as many of you know, like, we've got a new show on Friday morning, Building the Blockchain, at 11 a.m. Elizabeth is going to be moving her show to Wednesday nights next week. There's a lot of change. There's a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, you really want to go to our website, talkradio.nyc, and sign up for the newsletter so you can keep abreast of all the changes. We've got May is going to be a very busy month. We have lots of new shows coming on board, a lot of stuff happening. I think you'll want to stay in touch with that. Okay, let's get started with our quote of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what they have in store for us today. First, from the universe. Expecting end results such as wealth and abundance, health and harmony, friends and laughter, in broad strokes, is part of the secret formula for manifesting the life of your dreams. Expecting your path to follow a certain route, such as writing a bestseller to accumulate wealth, having a particular someone fall in love with you, or insisting upon this idea, that diet, or the other invention to be your deliverance, is just plain messing with the cursed hows and severely limits my options. Cool? The universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe, reminding us that when we paint our intentions with broad strokes, such as, you know, an abundant, joyful life, community, harmony, joy, laughter, friendship, that that then the universe can kind of work with us. That then, you know, it's much less limiting to how things can come to us. But when we focus on the hows, like, it's got to come this way. It's got to come in a blue car with a pink ribbon, with a blonde driving it. And you know, when we make all these conditions around how things are going to come to us, then the options kind of collapse down, and it makes it much more difficult and much less likely for the universe to actually bring us what it is that we want. However, when we just focus our intention on the general what is it that we want to feel? What is it that we want to attract in our life? What are we really looking for? And not how is it going to come to us, then the universe has a lot to work with. Then the universe can really be creative and sort of, you know, sneak things in there when you least expect it. Right? Sometimes we think, oh, I want all this abundance and it's got to come to me through some great product I'm going to come up with. And then what happens, maybe you're walking down the street and you find a lotto ticket that somebody threw away and you pick it up and you look at it and you check it and it turns out it's actually a winning ticket, right? That wasn't part of your how. You could have totally passed over that option. So what the universe is saying here is, hey, let's not limit our options so much. Let's not be so specific about how things are going to happen. Let's worry about what it is you really want to create in your life and less of how that's going to happen. So, a very important quote from the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. Anytime you feel negative emotion, stop and say, something is important here. Otherwise, I would not be feeling this negative emotion. What is it that I want? And then simply turn your attention to what you do want. What is it that I want? In the moment you turn your attention to what you want, the negative attraction will stop. And in the moment the negative attraction stops, the positive attraction will begin. And in that moment, your feeling will change from not feeling good to feeling good. That is the process of pivoting. Abraham. So what Abraham is talking about here, and this is sort of something very important. We've talked about it, I think, last week about this idea of contrast. And this week, what Abraham is saying is like, hey, look. When you start to feel a negative emotion, and I want to rephrase that to like a low vibration emotion. If you're upset, angry, anxious, fearful, sad, you know, when something just kind of brings you down, all right? If we say, hey, something important is going on here. If you're feeling this, then obviously you care about something. You care about what's going on. You care about what's happening. And what's happening is your focus is getting distracted away from what you care most about, which is feeling good. And that by being distracted into something else, you're allowing yourself to be knocked off kilter. You're allowing yourself to be off balance, to not be truly in your divine right. And so when you start to feel these lower vibration emotions, simply ask yourself, what is it that I truly want? What is it that I want in this moment right now? And when we start to focus on what it is that we really want instead of what we don't want, then we kind of open up this possibility of being able to bring what we want into our lives, as opposed to just constantly focusing on the things that cause us to be upset, cause us to be anxious or fearful. Let's focus on what it is we want, right? You're fearful because you just lost your job. What is it that you want? Well, you actually want to start your own business. You're just too afraid to make that jump. You know, you're sad because, you know, your significant other left you. What do you really want? Maybe you want somebody who's a little bit different, who maybe sees more value in what you bring to the relationship. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. By that simple act of recognizing that this emotion that's not making me feel so good means I'm focusing on what I don't want, it actually clarifies for us, and we talked about this last week, clarifies by that contrast what we really do want. So now let's turn and focus on what we do want. Let's focus on the solutions, not the problems. Let's focus on the outcomes we desire, not the challenges we're facing. Because by focusing on the outcomes that we do want, then suddenly the challenges do not have quite the same hold on us that they did before. So, two wonderful, amazing quotes from the universe and from Abraham. I hope you enjoyed them. Of course, next week we'll have a couple of more. Let me know how you feel about them. If you like them, you know, join in the conversation. Our call-in number, as always, is 877-480-4120. And, of course, if you're on the Facebook live stream, just put your comments into the Facebook live stream. We'll see them. I'm setting up my phone for those of you who are looking on the live stream right now. You're probably seeing me pulling up the video now. And now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome back to the show, after a seven-year hiatus, Robert Weiss.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Robert. Great to have you back here in
Thank
studio.
Thank you for the intro. It's awesome to be back.
And Robert is president of Multivision Digital, a corporate video production company here in New York City, and has a background of over 15 years in internet marketing, SaaS-based marketing, and sales processes tactics. Multivision Digital has produced over 630 business videos over the past 7 years that have allowed clients to increase sales, lead generation, improve SEO rankings, increase awareness, and client loyalty. Multivision Digital's video content marketing services include concept and budget planning, producing, planning, scripting, storyboarding, talent, and editing, and YouTube video marketing services. And it is my extreme pleasure to have you back on the show today. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you, Sam.
So
I'm going to have you do my corporate intro.
Oh, absolutely.
That was awesome.
Absolutely. I'd be proud to. And you know, Robert was like one of the early people. I think we met from doing some business networking.
Yeah.
Back when I first took over the station, the first year or so, because actually next month, in just a couple of weeks, it'll be my 8-year anniversary.
Congratulations. That's
and awesome. So you 7 years ago you were here.
Yep. We both were building our businesses, doing a lot of networking at that time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's take a little trip back in time for our audience that didn't catch the show back then. What were things like for you 7 years ago?
Wow. So I had just started my business. Better? All right. Let me get a little closer. So I just started my business. And didn't have a portfolio. And I'm not a video guy. Let's just start that off, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a digital marketing person. So mm-hmm. I've got a team of people now that are experts at shooting and editing and doing all the creative stuff around video that make me look really, really good. They really do. I'm so happy with them.
Like this guy in here
exactly.
in studio today that people on my Facebook live stream see. Sorry, Jeremy, your head got cut off. But
exactly.
So it's like you don't have to be the one behind the camera. You have people who are experts at being the ones behind the camera.
That is correct. You know, they're the technical team.
Right.
So my background is digital marketing. Right. And, you know, when I thought about building a business, you know, you talked a little bit before about manifestation, right?
Right.
And my immediate, my goal was to sell the company, to build a company, to sell the company.
Okay.
So I had the end result in mind and worked backwards.
Right.
And I thought about a 12-year plan, you know, kind of looking at a football game. You've got four quarters to a football game.
Right.
12 years, you know, divided up in a quarter.
Sure.
And I had different objectives that I felt that I needed to achieve first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. And the first quarter there was to build a portfolio. right? So the first couple of years when we were meeting, I mean, I was just out there taking any type of business and building a portfolio.
Right.
And then soon realized that my 12-year plan should probably be 24 years.
So, what's that old expression? It always takes twice as long and costs twice as much to get anything
there
done?
There you go. So I doubled it, but the objectives of each quarter remain the same. So now I'm in the second quarter. We've got a really strong portfolio of videos. We've got a strong portfolio of clients that keep coming back to us. And really, as the market is evolving with video, you know, our services are evolving. And I think one of the things that, that we have done really well is be leaders with video and really telling our clients, you know, not what has happened, but what is going to happen. With video. So in some respects, we've been ahead of the curve, which is not good because nobody's buying what you're selling if you're ahead of the curve when it comes to digital marketing.
Right.
But people are catching up, you know, relatively quickly over the years.
I bet. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit at, like, you know, what sort of evolved over the last 7 years, how things have changed and what stayed the same. And let's get a little bit into, you know, some of the latest trends going on right now.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. Awesome. So everybody, please stay tuned. Oops. Quick shout out to my peeps on Facebook. Casey, Dell. Ooh, there's some others, too, but I can't see you. Michael, thank you guys for tuning in. Of course, remember, if you have any questions for Robert or for myself, you can type it into the comments field of the Facebook live stream. Or if you want to call in and ask a question, the call in number is 877-480-4120. And we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do the show every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern Time to 1 p.m. And my guest today, returning guest, is Robert Weiss, one of the honored alums, you know.
That's awesome.
I have so many people coming to the show. I don't often. You have to be special to come back. So we're talking about how, you know, you were here 7 years ago and you know, I took over the station from Giorgio, who founded it about 8 years ago. You were just sort of starting Multivision Digital back then. You had sort of the digital marketing. And it was also interesting because, you know, podcasting was hot for a while, then it was dead. So when I took over the network, it still wasn't that strong. And now things are starting to pick up and build up, sort of similar to this idea of digital marketing that you were experiencing at the time.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, digital marketing is, you know, there's evolutions of digital marketing. Websites back in 2001, 2003, where people were not even buying websites then. They're like, I don't need a website.
Right. What do I
need?
You
know, and then of course in 2005, 2006, 2007, everybody was like, yeah, I need a website. Right? Yeah. And now it's of course, like, duh, I would never.
You need a business card.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even a discussion anymore.
Right.
And then there was email marketing.
Right.
Which in 2005 was spam, right? And then the Can't Spam Act, and that evolved to a digital marketing tool. And then there was SEO and pay-per-click and social media. So all of those digital technologies were adopted very slowly, and video is on that trajectory. So I still think we're in like circa 2003. With video right now. I know, right? Because it's
YouTube
so pervasive.
Is so huge, you would think it's...
You would think, right?
Right.
Right? I'm out there every day, pounding the pavement still, talking to businesses, and it's shocking how many businesses are not yet even considering video.
Wow.
It really is.
So let's just briefly for our audience who aren't familiar with you. I mean, I read your introduction, but why don't you encapsulate just for a business owner, what does Multivision Digital really do for a business owner that they can't do for themselves?
Yep. So, well, let's start with the value proposition, okay?
Right.
We are not a video production company.
Okay. Right?
Even though we've done 630 videos. We are a digital marketing company
that
focuses on sales and marketing video content.
Right.
So the approach is very different, right?
Okay.
If you go to our website, we have three services.
Mm-hmm.
We have strategy, production, and distribution.
Right?
Most of the video production companies are the video production, right?
Right.
So
right.
It's really the before and after that needs to be thought about, considered, planned, and strategically integrated into the content, the video that is produced for an organization to get the most out of that specific video or series of videos.
Right, because if you're going to spend all this money producing a gorgeous looking video, you should probably think about what's your strategy around it. Like, why are you doing it and how are you going to get it out there? Otherwise, you're spending a lot of money and you're not really getting much return on that investment.
Yep, that is correct. And the where it's going to go is extremely important because the where it's going to go will determine the video, the type of video, which opens up Pandora's box here.
Yeah.
But so I have a lot of people that come to me. They say they want a video and they start talking about the video itself.
Right.
And I kind of stop them and say, well, tell me about what your objective is.
Right.
Because a branding objective versus SEO versus social media, those are three different types of objectives that you have, which will output different distribution channels and the type of videos that would fit into those distribution channels.
Right.
And then I hear silence. They're like, oh, I never even thought about that.
Right.
So that's, you know, to answer your question, that's the value proposition of Multivision Digital is, you know, we don't want to produce video for the sake of producing video. It's about the objective and getting the right content that happens to be video
into the
flow.
Right. I mean, the same kinds of principles you should use whether you're doing a podcast or you're doing some kind of ad or creating digital photography. It's the same kind of thing. It's just your specialty is on the video side, but the same kinds of strategy and thought process goes into the whole marketing arena.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And just to, you know, kind of jump on that for one step further, you would never take an ad, right, and use that for Facebook Live.
Right.
Just because you've done the ad.
Right.
So when you were surprised about the amount of video that's out there on YouTube, it's a lot of consumer stuff, right?
Yes.
I mean, there is business stuff out there. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But it's predominantly consumer stuff, educational, entertainment type of programming that's out there.
Right.
However, our personal lives are driving our business lives, right? And that's where that shift is starting to happen, where people are getting more comfortable with watching video to make business decisions. And that's across every single point of the funnel, from consideration with the top of the funnel, you know, identification to consideration to evaluating and then final selection.
Right. So let's talk about that. How have things different from 7 years ago when you came on? How is this just idea of how you even strategize and think about video different from 7 years ago to today? What was it like 7 years ago? What's it like now?
So 7 years ago, it was, well, let's say, start with maybe what's the same. Because okay. still trying to convince people that they need video mm-hmm. is the same, okay. right? And, you know, the answer to your question.
It hasn't gotten any easier? People don't realize?
It has softened.
Oh, it has softened.
Yes,
okay.
definitely has softened. People are realizing that they need it. But just like circa 2003 with websites, they're hesitant to make an investment. Mm. They don't necessarily know what they should be paying, if they're going to get quality, if they're not going to get quality. It's the right. first time they're buying something, right?
Right.
So
right.
hopefully they make the right investment to make more investments, right?
Right.
So what is the same is still trying to convince people to make that first right investment.
Okay.
And what's different is really depending on the where that company is in adopting video. Is it their right. first time? Is it their second time? Have they done 50 videos before to have some type of benchmark on right. cost and performance and distribution right. so they're more informed right. about what to do next?
Right.
And then with those organizations, the biggest thing that is different, because the technology is kind of, you know, the same. The cameras right. have gotten better. But the execution of video is relatively the same. Mm. But what is different is the strategic approach.
Mm.
Right? So companies are starting to realize that one video is not a video content marketing strategy, right? And they really need to plan for, going back to the example before, videos for awareness, right? When somebody is out there looking at, you know, Google and saying, who's out there that can solve my problems, right? And then on their website to get into consideration and through mm-hmm. the sales process. So there's different types of videos that you need to fit into different parts of the funnel.
Is there any like well-known brands or well-known companies out there that have done a successful sort of video marketing campaign that you would like point to and say, like, here's a good example?
I'm going to answer no to that question. I mean, okay. yes, I do, but answer no, because there's so many out there,
okay.
right?
Okay.
And I would say that there are examples, whoever's listening
right.
to this, there's examples out there for your objective, but focus right. on your objective first.
Okay.
right? And find out what a good branding campaign is, or SEO, or social media, or case studies, FAQs, if it's a B2B sales process.
Yeah.
FAQs are amazing. You know, we talked about this 7 years ago, right?
Yeah, yeah.
People need to understand before they buy,
right.
and it's a very cost-effective way to create a lot of content by just kind of question and answer, right?
Gotcha.
And, you know, the other thing is that I'm thinking through, one of the questions that was asked 7 years ago is, well, how long should a video be?
Right.
okay.
Right.
So, you know, we captured that 7 years ago, you know, interview on video, and I still use that video today.
Really?
7 years later,
wow.
because it's still relevant.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I was at a trade show in Philadelphia yesterday. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me that exact question.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a great example of something that just doesn't go out of style.
Right, right?
Right. So if an organization can capture some of that content, video lasts a long time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to just circle back around to the convincing people to do video for a quick second, because YouTube just made a big change to their partners program and demonetized like 90% of the people who were putting videos out there before.
Yep.
Does that hurt somebody like you doing the kinds of things you do? Does that make it more difficult to convince people to do video? Or is that like a very different sort of area of video, so it doesn't really mean as much to the people you work with?
It does not mean that much. Okay?
Okay.
So YouTube is a hosting platform,
right.
and it's a social media platform. It happens
right.
to be the biggest and
yes.
social media platform out there. So it's a hosting platform.
Right.
So it's kind of irrelevant to most people unless they're trying to be a YouTuber. Right?
Okay.
They're trying to be a YouTuber. The goal is to monetize views to make advertising dollars,
right?
But if you're a business, then you don't really want to monetize your videos that way. You
right.
just want them to be on your website. So you want them to be hosted,
right?
You want them to be hosted on a technology that is ubiquitous, that
right.
everybody can see across any single device that's out there, And that's YouTube.
I see. I see. And you want to be found. Like, you may not care about, you know, getting a lot of views for advertising dollars, but maybe you want, you know, the mass market to get know more about you. So if you put it on a platform like YouTube, at least there's the possibility of people finding it if they search for what you're about. And so then that becomes a reason.
That is absolutely correct. Right. So,
well, boy, I got a bunch of corrects today. Do I get a gold star by the end of the show?
So yeah, YouTube is, you know, continues to be the second largest search engine out there.
Yes.
So if you want to be found, then you want to make sure that you have the right keywords and metadata on your YouTube videos as a point of discovery. Right. But also on your site, you know, to embed those videos onto your site in a manner that you can drive traffic to your website. So again, YouTube becomes more of a hosting platform for those videos, right?
Yep. Okay, great. So let's take another quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about that other big social media platform, which video is real big, Facebook, and talk about, you know, how that kind of plays into this whole genre of video marketing, okay? All right, everybody. Oh, quick shout out to Wei and Dennis and Lisa. Hi, Lisa. And Lee and Roger. Thank you for joining us on the Facebook live stream. Great to see you guys.
Thanks,
remember,
guys,
if you have any questions about video, just type your question into the comments and we will definitely discuss it. So everybody, please stay tuned and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
Hello, this is Bruce Chamoff, host of the Web Design and Technology Coach. Join me and my guests every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. as we discuss the latest in web design, social media marketing, search engine optimization, and technology. We also discuss popular topics, including WordPress, making money online, better Google rankings, and more. Every month, we also feature the best unsigned music from around the world, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity with this hour. We're speaking with Robert Weiss, president of Multivision Digital, a video digital marketing company.
Yes.
Yes. So last segment, we were talking a little bit about YouTube and how, like, there's this change in YouTube on the monetization that they demonetized a bunch of channels, which sort of may discourage people who are looking to make money off of their videos from doing stuff. But you were saying that for, like, corporate and business videos, it's not really a factor in that because it's a totally different purpose.
That's correct. You know, as we were saying, that YouTube is mainly a hosting platform. So once you have a video hosted on YouTube, or if you have your own hosting platform, the video's on your website. And that's really the key. You know, what does it do for traffic if it's integrated into SEO? What does it do for people when they go to your website? Instead of reading, now they're watching. How does that help them understand your business, the value, the benefits, the people at your organization, answering an FAQ, watching a case study? There was a statistic from the Aberdeen Group that came out a couple of years ago about video marketing that said videos with web – sorry. There was a
websites with videos.
So from the Aberdeen Group a couple of years ago on video marketing that said websites with video convert 37% higher.
Wow. Right?
So whatever business objective that you're aiming for, right? So you need 37% less site visitors to your site to convert, right? Because people get more out of watching than reading, right? So I think that's really the key takeaway for businesses of regardless of where it's hosted, to have video on their website and to have the right video at the right place at the right time.
Right. So again, it's more about the strategy than the individual platform, whether it's YouTube or Vimeo or, you know, any of the others that are out there.
That's correct. Yeah. And there's a lot of video platforms right now, like Wistia and Vidyard and Brightcove, that are really sophisticated now because they've been around for a while and they've evolved and they can integrate into a Salesforce. They can integrate into analytics. They can integrate into, you know, Marketo or HubSpot, right? So now you have all these video platforms that are feeding data in and out of these other systems out there to help marketers understand, right? Now, that might not be...
So it sounds like things have gotten a lot more complicated over the last 7 years or a lot more sophisticated in terms of what you can do with video marketing and what you can get out of it in terms of like analytics, as you were just saying.
That is correct, right? Certainly can. Right. Mm-hmm. Mostly these are like big companies that have the ability to do all of that. And they have the video content, right, to create different personas for different people that you can really, really be customized with, you know, 12 triggered emails that go out that have different videos for men, for women, for other types. Right. So that's a big marketing team. Right.
Right.
But the basics of the strategy. Right. How to get started, where to get started, how to create different types of videos for the funnel, different lengths is pretty sound across a big business or a small business.
Small business. Okay. Great. Great. So let's just talk about, since we started with YouTube, a big social media platform, let's talk about the other big social media platform, which people are doing lots of videos on. I'm doing a video now right on it, Facebook. Right? About, I would say, 2 years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago, Facebook started to have this service where people could do a Facebook Live video. I started doing it probably, I think I just saw like on my Facebook thing, like a 2 year anniversary of like one of my first videos. So how has that impacted sort of this idea of video marketing, and how is it, has it impacted your business or not, or is what you do kind of different from these Facebook Live videos?
So it fits into, you know, what we do, right? But maybe not directly into what we do. So it's more of an advisement function. So we tell our clients that they should be doing their own video, whether it be Facebook Live, whether it be opening up their laptop or their iPhone, stuff like that. The question is kind of where does that fit into
your strategy?
The strategy, right?
Right.
Professional video production companies like ours serve a purpose and a need, but then companies and individuals should be supplementing that with their own stuff.
So there are different purposes for the two different kinds of videos.
That is correct. Yeah.
I see.
Now, with the Facebook side and other live feeds, right, there's a couple keys to that, right? Where you have to promote that.
Yes.
Or else nobody's going to watch it.
Right.
And even if it's a feed afterwards, you still want to promote it.
Absolutely.
Some of the stuff that you do here is great because it's consistent.
Yeah.
Right. You know that you're going to be on, you know, 12 o'clock every Thursday.
That's right.
You know, Elizabeth that was on before, you know, 11 o'clock every Thursday. So you have those shows and you can build an audience and a following. And then because it's consistent, it fits into an overall strategy. Right. And that's also, you know, whether you're doing it yourself or doing it with a professional company, consistency.
Yes.
Right. So if you're just starting off, you're not sure if video is going to work for you, right? Because you haven't done it yet.
Right.
Maybe you want to do video content twice a year or even once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Larger companies, maybe they want to do it every other month. But again, consistency is the key, right? To start to kind of build on your asset library. And if anybody's looking for ideas, you know, really just look at your website. Right, you have different products, different services. You have different industry segments, use cases there. Think about like a video on every single page of your website.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of content.
That is a lot, yeah.
So you really need to build a plan and just do it consistently. So at the end of a couple years, you now have a library of video content that really is aligned with your business strategy. One of the things that we say a lot is the first thing to do when you start thinking about video is to stop thinking about video.
Yeah. Right? And start doing video.
No, it's about aligning it with your business goals.
Ah.
So if you have a new product that you're going to push out,
I see.
You probably want to do video on that product as well as some FAQ videos on that product, because you're going to spend
along
a lot of
with,
money pushing it.
And along with other like digital marketing strategies to support it. So it's about supporting the product, and video just happens to be one, and albeit a very effective
important,
one, a very important one, but it's one of an overall strategy.
That is absolutely correct, right? It's how does video fit into the distribution channel of online, whatever it might be.
Right.
Or launching a new product, going to a trade show and following up at a trade show, having salespeople make presentations and talking about that product, and then afterwards following up with those videos instead of PDF files. Right.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. The reason why video is so important is because it gives the most amount of information in the shortest amount of time.
Right.
So people understand so they can buy.
Okay. So just to close out talking about Facebook, now that Facebook videos have become so popular, has that made your job any easier, any tougher, or is it really not affect what you do as a professional video strategist?
Yeah. So as a professional company, no, it has not affected us at all. Right.
Okay.
And we support those organizations who want to get into Facebook Live. So it's really more on the consultative side, right? How to get it set up, what type of microphones to use, what type of camera not to use. You know, before we came in here, we kind of moved the lights around a little bit, right? So because we want to see. So it's like those things that if you're going to do this, at least do it right.
I see. And so what about this idea of doing your own videos, right? I mean, the camera, like we've got a really good camera on the laptop that we do the Facebook live stream with, you know, cost of quality equipment has come down a lot. I mean, granted, it's still consumer equipment, not professional equipment. But, you know, what do you advise people if they say something like, well, I can just do my own videos?
They can. And again, we support that.
Right.
But the question is, where do you get started? Right. Most people don't know how to do video.
Right.
They don't know how to act in front of the camera. They don't know how to edit. They don't know how to polish it. So if you're a professional organization and you want to make a big sale, you probably should have professional video because you're being judged by video, right?
Right.
So if the first thing you have is not professional video, then people are making those decisions on that.
Right.
However, if you have professional video and you're supplementing that with other stuff, that's really where kind of do-it-yourself comes in.
I see. I heard a couple of years ago when video marketing started to like really pick up steam that actually like car companies and some big companies were actually spending a lot of money to make their video look like a homemade video because that was the kind of stuff that was going viral at the time.
Yeah, that was the trend
Is that still the case?
I'm not sure, actually, to be honest with you. I don't really follow the trend so much.
Well, I mean, what do you recommend to your clients? Do you recommend that they should be the most professional-looking videos they can be, or should they look more personable and like homemade and do-it-yourself type of video?
Yeah, again, it depends on the customer, okay, you know, and the type of sale and product. You know, there's so many different companies. So that answer is just really, really broad. Is
okay.
You know, the short answer is it depends. But by just being here, I'll give you, you know, one analogy.
Right.
We're doing Facebook Live, you know, right, on this camera.
Right.
Would you, if you wanted to get sponsorship for your shows, would you ever would you ever have this set up and use that camera?
Probably I would
not.
Probably want something a little more professional to help do it.
Exactly.
But I would still show them that I do videos consistently for the sponsorship.
100%.
That I mention them on all these videos. Like, look, I put out videos every week.
Exactly. Right. So again, it's the right type of video that has the right investment level,
right,
for the right objective.
Right.
Right. And you know, we get that a lot. Like, you know, how much does a video cost? How much do I want to spend? And I ask them, well, do you want a helicopter?
Right.
In your video? It's going to cost more if you need a helicopter, right?
Right.
So it's about creating the right video presentation for the right part of the sales process,
right,
and the right,
so again, it comes,
distribution channel.
It comes down to strategy. It's what's your strategy, what are you trying to accomplish, and making it apropos for what you're trying
that
to accomplish.
That is absolutely correct, yes.
Okay, before we go to break, quick question, since you mentioned helicopter, do you guys use those like drones? Like I've seen people using drones to,
yes,
do videos?
Yes,
yeah,
yeah. And they're
so
super cool.
Yeah.
And everybody loves them.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last break of the show before we close
out.
So last segment coming up, but so you guys still stay tuned. We got, you know, still one more segment to
go. And ask some questions. You got no questions here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come
on
guys. Feed us some questions. Welcome, Joe Sam, Elizabeth. Elizabeth is watching. Hey, Elizabeth, Jean. Hey, this is your chance to get your questions answered or call in at 877-480-4120. And we'll be right back with Robert Weiss of Multivision Digital in just a moment.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Robert Weiss, president of Multivision Digital, a digital video marketing strategy company. Is that right?
Yeah, it's good enough.
Good enough. Okay. So, you know, we've been talking a little bit about strategy and about different things. We haven't really talked too much yet, Robert, about the why. Why should someone be doing video? I mean, we touched upon it a little bit. But really, like, if I'm a small business owner or the larger end of a small business owner or a solopreneur, mm-hmm, why should I be doing professional video as part of my overall digital strategy?
Yep. So there's soft reasons as to why you should do video, and then there's, like, hard statistical reasons. And some,
okay,
of the statistical reasons are, you know, we talked about before, you know, it takes 37%
less
site visitors,
mm-hmm,
to reach a desired conversion. Two times 2 times on average time spent on website. Right, so people are on a website longer, which helps search results. Right, when it's integrated into an SEO strategy, you know, it and we're talking about the back end of your website, like a video video sitemap. Right, it's going to drive search results. Right, so those are some of the hard reasons, and there's tons of statistics out there, even like with email, video in an email, video on social, video in PR, video across the board, advertising just ups the ante in terms of increased metrics.
Gotcha.
So that's the hard stuff.
Right.
Then when you go onto the soft reasons as to why, it's human engagement, right? You know, as online we are, as we all are, there's still that human engagement factor that comes into play, especially when it comes down to a business transaction, right? People need to get to know you. There needs to be trust. There needs to be credibility. There needs to be information exchange.
Right.
And that happens online a lot. And when you could plug video into that experience, right? Again, people get more information out of video. They consume more. It's more visually appealing. They can connect on an emotional level. And they'll learn about your company and your products and your people who are delivering those services to you. And guess what? Then they're going to go sit across the table from those same people.
Right.
Right? That is amazing.
It's interesting because when I talk to somebody about maybe doing a radio show on my network or a podcast on the network, one of the things I often say is, like, if you're blogging, that's fine. It's a great way to connect with people. But when people are just reading your words on a screen, they don't connect as emotionally with you as they do when they hear your voice and they get your personality. Mm-hmm. But I imagine that's even, you know, tenfold when it comes to video, when they actually can see you, that they get an even deeper connection with the person that they're listening to.
Yep, that's correct. You know, and in any like B2B industrial sale, right, even though it might be a widget that is being sold, right, there's still that human interaction. Yes. And when it comes down to professional services like lawyers and accountants, they are the product. Right. And, you know, one of the big objections I get is, oh, I won't look good on camera. I don't have anything to say. And my answer is get over it.
Right.
Right. Because you are who you are.
Right.
We're not buying you for the way you look. You're not a model. We're buying you for your skills and your expertise.
Right.
And you do that anyway. You communicate your skills. You communicate your expertise in a very personal way every single day. But people can't see that on your site to make decisions. Video allows them to do that.
So are those types of business people sort of more likely to work with you? People like lawyers, people who are actually out to kind of sell themselves as the business? Or is it more the quote-unquote impersonal business that's more about a product than a person?
So the short answer is no.
Okay.
I wish any lawyers, any accountants out there listening, anybody who knows lawyers and accountants, have them call me. Right?
Architects, designers.
Yeah, because again, it's they're out there doing the same exact thing.
Right.
What we're trying to do with video is not to replace anything that they're doing now,
right?
But to do it better with video.
Okay.
Right? And there's a huge opportunity. For my business, we have 2 main focal areas, focal points, which is lawyers and accountants.
Right.
That's one, the professional services side. And on the flip side, manufacturing.
Ah, right.
Because you need to see facilities. You need to see processes. You need to see things being made to understand. So those are our 2 main core target audiences. But when somebody comes to us, you know, like a software company or a small business, you know, we'll work with them.
I'm curious, with the kind of globalization that's gone on in business lately, have you found with your particular business that that's affected you? Like you're doing more stuff for either people who are going to use the videos overseas or people overseas want to create videos here for this market. Have you seen that in your business?
A little bit.
No, okay.
Again, it really comes down to the use case and the company and how they sell now, especially with manufacturing, right? They do have global presences, right?
Right.
So you've got a company here in New Jersey that has a global audience that has
they're shipping
either,
around the world.
Yeah, raps or independent raps, and they go to these trade shows with global audiences. So yes, whereas a local accountant, a regional accounting firm, we've been working with Bird and LLP for 4 years now. Uh-huh. They're more regional.
Okay,
right? So that doesn't really apply to them.
Gotcha.
So a couple other things I want to touch upon when you talk about the why of video.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's two things. Two things yet to say is, number one, video lasts for a long time. You know, we said that
the
before.
The long tail, yes.
Right. So even though you invest in video today, it's going to last you many years to come.
Yes.
So actually the investment is going to pay off for you. That doesn't happen with most blog posts, with direct mail, with advertisements, trade shows, right? It's a one and done type of thing.
Yes.
Right? So video is great for that.
Yes.
And in addition, video can really be used in many different channels, right?
Yes.
In many different ways. For better or for worse, we live in a content world today.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, just like you guys are taking, show notes now, and you'll take this, you'll post it on Facebook, you'll post it on a blog, on our other social media outlets, video can be used the same way.
Yes.
We have something called a video first strategy, mm-hmm. which means you start with a video.
Right.
And then you start to derive other pieces of content like blog posts, social media feeds, email marketing. Put it into a playlist to support a product.
So you wrap a whole strategy around the video.
That's correct. From a top down approach.
So we're running short on time. I just want to ask you one last question before we close out the show. If somebody is considering, using professional video as part of their strategy, what are some of the questions they should be asking themselves and the people they work with first, when they're just thinking about it?
Mm-hmm. So first thing is why? What's the objective?
Yes.
Again, what's the distribution channel?
Okay.
And then when they're coming up with the concept, what is the messaging?
Okay.
Don't talk to a company about visuals, right? It's about the messaging.
Okay.
What are the three or four things that I'm going to say if somebody was sitting right in front of me and I'm talking to them about the product or the service, right? Write those on paper. Then go to a professional video, production company, or if you're going to shoot yourself. But at least you have a roadmap of what you need to say. Then it comes back to, okay, how are we going to shoot that? Do we need a helicopter? Right?
Gotcha.
The messaging says we send all of our new clients on a helicopter ride in Manhattan. Right? that's germane to your message.
Right.
That's what we need to shoot.
Gotcha. Well, Robert, thank you so much for coming on
the
show.
It's
been a pleasure having you.
Great
if people want to get in touch with you, find out more about Multivision Digital, how do they find you guys?
MultivisionDigital.com.
MultivisionDigital.com.
Or 646-319-8609.
Wonderful.
We still answer the phone.
You still answer the phone. Yay! You don't get in that voicemail hell tree, do you? No. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Robert.
Thanks.
It's been great having you back here. Great to catch up after 7 years. Let's try not to make it another 7 years before the next time, okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. And thank all of you for tuning in on the Facebook live stream. Julia, good afternoon. Good to see you guys. Everybody else, if I missed anybody, I apologize. Next week, as most of you should know, Elizabeth is moving her show from Thursday mornings to Wednesday evenings, but I have several people coming in over the next 2-3 weeks who I'm doing a bunch of special broadcasts. So I got like three shows I'm doing next week. One of them, I don't know if it's next week or the week after, Lama Abe Rinpoche, the Tibetan Buddhist monk from India, is going to be back in New York City. We're going to get him back in studio. I'm also going to do another special broadcast with a healer, Rashmish, I think is her name, who's thinking about doing a show on the network. So we're going to be having a bunch of special shows, so don't worry. And then I got new shows starting on Thursday. Things are changing, happening here and moving, so stay with us. Go to our website, talkradio.nyc, sign up for the mailing list so you can keep abreast of all the changes. Thank you guys for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, I am Dr. Tranquility of Dr. Tranquility PR, successfully meeting the media needs of the wellness community. As an expert myself for major mainstream media, radio, TV, and print magazines, I now help you book interviews for broadcast radio, podcast, television, and IPTV, as well as many, many magazines. Reach me, 212-920-1603.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on the show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.